This is the Get Up Crew second date update on the 10s.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we got to make this one work because I kind of feel bad for Rich.
Okay, why?
Because he hasn't been on a date in 2 years.
Oh, damn.
So what happened, Rich? Where are you guys going to go?
Well, it was great. We went to S1, and the date, you know, went well, and everything was great. And afterwards, we went back to my place, and nothing really happened. But, you know, she was like, I'll see you later. We had a few drinks, and I haven't heard from her since. I thought she was going to reach back out. I thought we were going to, you know, I thought we hit it off.
I just don't think you have the game, buddy. I can hear it in your voice.
We're supposed to be trying to help him.
I know, but
not
I don't
beat him down.
I don't like to lie to people. His voice, he just sounds a little bit, you know.
Oh, gosh.
He sounds like he needs a lot of work.
Will you help the man?
I will help.
Stop.
Rich, I will do my best to try to help you out. If I can help you out, then you know what? I can work miracles, okay?
So damn, Wiggy.
No, I like to be honest
with
people.
This is awful.
Rich, hold on. I will do my best, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Can I speak with Kathleen, please?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Kathleen. Good morning. This is Wiggy. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa from Hot 96.9.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
We are calling because we're trying to help out Rich.
Do you know Rich?
Yeah, I know Rich.
Okay. And how do you know Rich?
I guess. We hung out a little bit.
You hung out. You went on a date, we heard.
Yep, we went on a date.
Okay. Well, tell us how the date was.
Right.
The date was fine. I guess the weird thing is that we went back to his place for a beer.
Okay.
And he had all of these sort of like confidence notes everywhere around the apartment.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Can you back up
Explain
for a second?
This. Yeah. So you're saying, like, he had, like, notes hanging around the apartment?
Literally. Notes, like, post-it notes everywhere.
Okay. And they said things like what?
Like, you're a tiger. My favorite one was unleash the beast, a.k.a. you.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Like, these are like his affirmations or something?
Yes. And it was just like such a turn off.
I've never heard of...
You've never heard of people doing that?
No.
Like, really?
But just actually,
affirmations. These seem a little different, I'll say.
Do you remember any of the other ones out of curiosity? Because I like this.
Oh, there was one that was like, the power is now and you have the power.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
I can see why this guy is in a date in 2 years. Who does that? Who put notes around their house like...
Oh, I'm telling you, a lot of people do like little affirmation things.
I got to put one up in my mirror every morning I wake up.
And
saying...
I'm almost afraid to ask.
You own the day.
Okay.
You are the boss.
You're a sexy mother. Bleep. I like those.
See, I don't have to put that up because I already feel that way anyways.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Kathleen, the reason why we called and reached out to you is because Rich.
The beast is on the phone.
The beast is on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Really, Kathleen. Beast. I mean, I haven't been out for a while. I mean, it was just, you know, I just need a little confidence boost every so often, so I just put up some notes. I thought we had a great time.
He's just trying to help himself out.
All right.
Bridge, do you want to try and talk her into something?
Oh, he's got to do some swag.
I'd still like to go on another date.
Okay.
Aww.
Kathleen,
your response?
Yeah, you know what? I will go on another date. I feel badly.
Wait, what?
Wiggy, you didn't even ask yet.
Wow, okay. Hold on. I'm stunned right now. I was waiting.
Here.
I am absolutely...
No, I feel badly. I feel like I've been, like, I don't know, mean about his own, like, confidence boosters. I don't know. I feel like I want to go another date.
Hold on, Kathleen.
You judged him wrongly.
Yes.
Wow.
Beast.
Kathleen, would you like to go on a second date with Rich? We would pay for it. I think it's more of a pity date, but go ahead.
Oh, well, in that case, you guys are paying for it. I'll definitely go on another date.
What's the new post that he puts up before the second date?
You can do it.
Remember, she wants me because I am me.
Wow.
Wiggy the philosopher.
I know.
Put those post-its around your house, buddy.
The Get Up Crew.
on the all-new Hot 96.9.